At their regular meeting on January 24, Prairie View Municipality, PVM, renewed leases with Assiniboine West Watershed District and Midwest Planning District for office space in the RM's Miniota office building. PVM will enter into a lease agreement with Manitoba Infrastructure for the land at the junction of PR 355 and PTH 83 for a stockpile site for a one-year term in the amount of $600. Council will make application to CP Rail for a crossing on the Bradenbury line at Road 154W. Park West Fiber Co-op requires a line of credit for the Universal Broadband Fund project and, as a partner, the RM has been asked to guarantee funds for this. Council agreed to guarantee funds up to $100,000 from cash or cash reserves. Carlingville School Cairn Council received an offer to purchase property in the municipality. Kelly Gardham wishes to purchase the property at SW 11-14 to 25 north of Crandall. Council agreed to sell the property for $1,500 with the following conditions. Plans to build a residence will be completed within 3 years. A caveat is placed on the described land for the purpose of the cairn marking the site of the former Carlingville School location. The purchaser will be responsible for maintaining the land around the cairn site. The purchaser will be responsible for all legal costs in connection with the purchase and transfer of land. Conditional use hearing. A conditional use hearing was conducted to consider the request from Don Armitage to establish a gravel pit in the ag zone. Armitage presented the history of the pit and the reasons he was making application. 3 members of the public attended to speak on this application. Kent Naylor spoke in favor and Danny Argue and Desmond Stone were opposed. Council approved the conditional use permit with the following conditions. The applicant and landowner will be responsible for progressive reclamation of the pit throughout the project, and at minimum reclaim every 2 years. The applicant and landowner will be responsible for the application of dust control as designated by the municipality, on the roadway adjacent to the residences and at locations which may be designated by the municipality for safety precautions located on the designated haul route. The designated haul route will be limited to one route, going west on Road 74N, from the proposed pit to PTH 83. The applicant and landowner shall ensure that due care and attention is used to avoid damage to the designated haul route road. The applicant and landowner will be responsible for the maintenance and restoration of the haul route and in the event of damage to this road, the applicant and landowner will be responsible to restore this road to a condition satisfactory to the municipality, and for the costs to complete same. Crushing hours are restricted to 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hauling hours are restricted to daylight hours. Access to the pit is at the landowner's expense. After an in-camera session, the meeting was adjourned.